Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, are women even worth it when all they bring to the table is a used-up hoo-ha, and don't have the ability to bond with you, yet demand a $20,000 ring, an $80,000 car, and a $500,000 home? Clearly that's not the best trade. All of those things I mentioned in this post are depreciating assets, except maybe the house, which requires a ton of maintenance. You'd be better off investing in AI, Bitcoin, and surrogacy if you want your own kids. Also, a $500,000 home is a one-bedroom condo around here. More like a $3 million home. Up next, Gen Z is drinking less alcohol than any other adult generation. That's because they're vaping in the school bathrooms instead. They're also aging horribly from the stress of not being able to afford to drink alcohol in the first place, because of the high cost of living. Plus, around here, they're indoors playing video games all day, and weed is legal. So they replaced liquor with Mary Jane. Number 3, Jennifer Lopez shows Ben what he's missing, as she sizzles on the red carpet. Meanwhile, I'm hearing rumors that Ben dumped her because he knew she was going to go down with Puff Daddy in his scandal, and he wanted to distance himself before things went down. She's clearly insane and bitter, but I have to admit she looks pretty good for being 55. And are we really to believe that she dumped him when he looks this unhappy? Moving on, this woman says the fact that the guy she went on a date with and expected her to wait for him while holding his drink shows her he's a bad man, and so she had to leave and block him. Was she out of line? I think she wasn't attracted to him in the first place, and this is her making an excuse and having plausible deniability as to why she blocked him. If she was so attracted to him, she would have waited for hours if she had to. She doesn't have the market value for this type of attitude either. Number 5, imagine if you're about to get intimate with a woman and she pulls her skirt up and you see this. What would you do? I tell her that she raisined up earlier than usual. Where did you meet her? Elm Street. Because she looks like the love child between Freddy Krueger and one of the women he used to harass in her dreams. Then again, maybe she was a pufferfish in a previous life. Whatever the reason is, one thing is certain. I'm going to vomit now. Up next, Eric says that it's better to marry an illiterate, submissive woman rather than a career woman. Women don't understand why men divorce their PhD wives and marry the maid instead. It's all about less educated women generally being more agreeable, because they haven't gone through the woke educational indoctrination camps at university yet. Life is already tough enough. You don't need some edumacated slur telling you what to do. A woman doesn't have to bring much to the table if she's young, feminine, polite. Number 7, we have a couple of electrometricians. The guy tells the gal to remember the male and female power connectors and where they go properly. She asks why assign them a gender. Why not just let them decide what they want to be? And then the whole plant burns to the ground as a result, and I'm sure that that female electrician is not to blame. I call this DEI, or dead electrician insanity. Moving on, this woman doesn't like being criticized, and someone says that she should ignore negative comments because she's bigger than that. Well, it sure looks like she is. A woman won't be mad if you tell her something like this. We're basically insulting and complimenting her at the same time. Usually she's going to appreciate your underhanded remarks like this one. Someone should also tell her that she's living larger than life. Number 9, the first female F-35 pilot proves that flying is a gender equalizer, only to then be the world's first female fighter pilot to crash a plane on the first flight. I'm sure she'll probably be sent to Ukraine as a flight instructor, but I thought that flying planes was easy these days because planes practically fly themselves. Apparently she tried landing on a carrier and couldn't do it, and the plane went down into the China Sea, and they had to get it before the Chinese did. Up next, when Trump was debating Kamala, she most likely had the questions beforehand, and odds are she had an earpiece in her right ear. Not to mention ABC hosts were grilling Trump the whole time. It took all that to beat Trump, and they still didn't. One of the ABC hosts was even Kamala's sorority sister. Most people say it was 3-1, but it was more like David Muir versus Trump. This just pretty much sums up the entire debate. Number 11, Tom Holland is officially returning to Spider-Man 4. I'm just glad they won't be bringing Zendaya back. Now they just need to get Sydney Sweeney to be the love interest as the Black Cat character. Spider-Man will finally get a good-looking love interest after more than 10 films with Spider-Man in them. Moving on, here's the difference between modern women at their peak and after they hit the wall. The best time for a woman to desperately look for a good man is when she's young, but they'll all wait until they're older, and in the end end up with cats wondering where all the good guys have gone. The good men are hiding from all those crazy post-ball women that want to trap them in so-called loving relationships. Once they get into their mid-40s, they have the rest of their lives to accept that they made a mistake. Number 13, it looks like the wokies in Australia finally did something good for a change. They'll be banning kids from using social media possibly all the way up until the age of 16. But how will they do that if the kids get VPNs and sign up for them anonymously? But is Australia really smart or tyrannical because it might be part of the plan to step up a digital ID system like China? But how about we just ban bloated governments instead? Up next, Haitian illegal immigrants are eating cats and dogs in Springfield. While illegal Honduran immigrants say, "Hold my tequila," as they're arrested after shooting down a bald eagle that they planned to eat in Nebraska. The local community was in an uproar. I thought this is a fake story, but it turns out it's real. Now they're eating the eagles. First they came for the Canada geese and I said nothing. Now here are the two douchebags that came for the bald eagles. Number 15, this guy says he's going to steal your heart to a woman. She thinks he's a romantic, but he's actually an organ trafficker. Even if she found out, she wouldn't care and would be dropping her panties and ripping her own chest open to be with a man like that. Even if they catch him and throw him in prison, women would still be writing to him trying to visit him because he's such a good-looking romantic. They just can't help themselves. Moving on, someone says this place is in dire need of 40,000 Somalian migrants. Those sound like rookie numbers. They need to work on getting those up. Sure, put them there without any electricity and heat, and let's see if they survive the winter. But even if they all froze, I still wouldn't wish that on such a beautiful place like that in the first place. Here, now doesn't that look so much better? Number 17, this woman is upset because her ex-husband fed her vegan daughter chicken McNuggets behind her back, and now her daughter keeps demanding meat. I guess she's not a vegan after all. Women like this need to be locked up for child cruelty. Next time he needs to take her daughter to the steakhouse and get her the biggest T-bone steak, and what she can't finish, he needs to take home in a doggy bag to piss off his ex-wife even further. Up next, Caitlin Clark blows her entire league salary on a flashy 2010 Ford Fiesta. I guess that's all the money you make when only 20 people come to your games. And the only reason she got that much was because the NBA subsidizes the Women's Basketball League. Here's what most stadiums look like on game day at women's sporting events. Maybe she should have gone into tennis because at least there, she would have been able to earn a little bit more. Number 19, someone says choose your side. The trafficker versus the PDF file. Not a great selection. Tate isn't the model man and admitted texting other men pretending to be a woman. He's a bad example, but I'd still choose him over the thing on the right if I couldn't choose the third option, which is neither of them. Also, what's up with Tate's Masonic hand signals? Moving on, this woman says she slept with almost 1,000 people and says she dares you to slut shame her. But I don't think we even need to try and shame her because she shamed herself. The mental damage with this one is pretty clear. And as far as I'm concerned, public toilets have seen less peepees than her. This is why men are avoiding women these days, because women have zero shame about their notch counts. Number 21, someone says you transport 20,000 people from Haiti to Ohio and they don't magically turn into founding fathers. What could that possibly mean? It means that when they come from a country like Haiti with an average IQ of 67, you're importing people that can't even tie their shoes. Here comes the cultural diversity. You're about to be enriched and your pets are about to be eaten. Up next, the friend zone is when someone turns you down for a job and then calls you to complain about the guy they hired instead of you. More like after being rejected from your job, you're still doing it for free. But don't let women put you in the friend zone and force them to tell Chad all their problems instead. And then he'll get sick of them and walk away. And then they'll end up in their 40s all alone with cats. When they put you in the friend zone, they're exploiting your hope that someday they might pick you. But they won't, so stop wasting your time. Number 23, what the hell did that baby do to deserve having an ankle monitor put on him? Probably something much worse than shoplifting. Maybe it's like training wheels, only instead of for riding a bike, it's for future criminals. Or perhaps the baby knocked off a milk truck. Also, why is that baby black when it looks like both of the parents are white? I wouldn't be surprised if this is an AI-generated image or something. Moving on, welcome to the Wiener Circle, a hot dog place where the immigrants eat their dogs. I guess this has a whole new meaning now. If you're in Ohio, here's your Haitian neighbor after figuring out that Mittens still has four lives left. And here, let me fix that Wiener Circle sign for you. There, isn't that a lot better? Number 25 and the last one, remember Melissa Joan Hart? Well, she was Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and now you know that the wall comes for them all, as she's playing a grandma in a next film. Looks like time has not been kind to her. If she lost some weight and wore some fitted clothing, she would actually look a whole lot better. At least she didn't divorce Grape her husband at 21 years, and they have three children together. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.